I think you have Ruach HaKodesh, Taka, because the whole Torah tonight is all about Eretz Yisrael. Shavu Ravanim. So if you want to give out brachas after, I'll give you the first one. Unless you have a camera and cats all day ago and you're looking at my computer. Okay. Good to be back together. Good to learn. Connect. Learning first and foremost should be just for the protection of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a simple week. So I thought I'd be able to, not me, the Rebbe Sham brought me to Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Really, the whole parsha talks about, begins with Eretz Yisrael. So we dedicate our learning and our Nagunim tonight should be for the protection of our brothers and sisters, and we should be Zoch to be all together soon in Yerushalayim.
There's something special about Israel. One of my grandson's classmates ran out in front of a car this week, got hit, ended up in the hospital.
Aye.
A 6-year-old. 3 days later, she's running around again. Right there.
No,
it's like there's something miraculous about
this. Yeah, you know, that's not Stam. Not Stam. Also, for Shlem for Baruch Tzvi Berif Kabatya, probably had a Maruch Hamayim, the Fein of Fein of Simcha, and also Lili Nishmas, Daniel Asar, Bas Eliezer, Yisrael Levi. So the Chozen Rebbe writes in 1950, 4 years or 5 years after the war. If you look on the bottom of page 1, and he says that Klai Yisrael is going to be able to spread out north, south, east, west. Right, this is where Yaakov Avinu is having his dream. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Jacob, he promises Yaakov that don't worry, your children are going to be scattered all over the world. And he quotes the Gemara in Gidin. The Gemara in Gidin says, Eretz Svi. Eretz Yisrael is called the land of the deer. Ksiv ma tzvi ze ein odo machzik es besoro af Eretz Yisrael bezman sh'yoshven aleha revacha u bezman sh'en yoshven aleha gemada. Basically, Eretz Yisrael is always Klal Yisrael. Whether we're in Eretz Yisrael, we're not in Eretz Yisrael, the Jewish people have a connection toward Eretz Yisrael. And this is exactly what happens. We know that Yaakov Avinu passes by Yerushalayim. He passes by the Beis HaMikdash. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us Kfizas HaDerech. And what happens? Chazal say that Kadosh Baruch Hu wraps up Eretz Yisrael all under him. Zer Shenemar, the third line, the Mesh Shekipa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Eretz Yisrael. Taktav ki midas Eretz Yisrael hi kvi mispar b'nei Yisrael. Says at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu collected all of Eretz Yisrael, whatever that means, because it goes connected. All Eretz Yisrael is connected to Klal Yisrael. If there's one Jew there, it was all going back to Yaakov Avinu. Tzvarat z'yom v'keim asafona. Sha'aretz tarchiv gvoseh l'chol ruach kvi mispar yoshveh. The kedush of Eretz Yisrael is dependent upon the Jews that live there. We know that at the end of the day, when Jews weren't living there, Eretz Yisrael was a desert. It was nothing. And as soon as the Yishuv went back, started keeping mitzvahs and everything, the same land that the Arabs and the British were doing there, the same land that bore no fruits, miraculously, right? If you go to, it's incredible. If you go to during a Shemitah year at Eretz Yisrael, suddenly there's just the year before the farmers made double. It's you can't make this up. Something special about Eretz Yisrael. And this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu on page 2 he promises Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, remember, you're about to go into Lavan's house. He's going to be a big trickster. You're about to leave Eretz Yisrael. You're about to leave your comfort zone. Know that I'm going to be with you. And the Rebbe writes this in that my Mamish 1950. After all the tzars that he went through, the main thing about being a Jew is having full faith in the Rebbe that he's by your side. Not to say that you did this or you're so good at this or this, to know that the Baruch Hashem is with you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything for you. And the second and last line, what does this mean, Anochi? She'anochi. Anochi, that I'm going to be with you. I saw the word from Rabbi Shmuel. He doesn't write this, but I think maybe he alludes to this. What does this mean, V'hine Anochi Imach? Anochi refers to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's the first one of the Aseret Dibros. And I am Hashem your God. It's the mitzvah of Emunah, the mitzvah of believing. The Rebbe was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yaakov, you know, you're about to go into a lot of troubles. You're about to leave Shishiva Shem Ve'ever. You're about to go into Lavan. You know Lavan's a bad dude. You can have a lot of things, but to know that I'm with you every step of the way. To know that whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, whether you're outside Eretz Yisrael, I'm with you wherever you go. The Shabbos is the yard site of Reb Lezer Geldzahler. Last year, 2 years ago, we dedicated the whole Torah to be Reb Lezer. Who is Reb Lezer? This is Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer Geldzahler, right? He was the one, he was the guy, Hashem Yirachem, he was with his Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael, and the bus driver was, something happened with the bus driver, and he ran to the front of the bus, swerved the bus back on the bus, and when he did that, he saved his entire bus, the entire yeshiva. But he was unfortunately hurt, and he succumbed to his injuries almost a year later, died at 46. I'm telling you right now, there's not a tzaddik in this world that I feel someone who's my Rebbe, that I never met him before. And I literally, there's not a day that goes by that I won't try to learn a little bit out of the Sefer. I don't like Gedolim books, because Gedolim books make me feel bad about myself. But this is gold. The amount of Avos Yisrael, of not judging and just being open and being on fire is so super special. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me to his Torahs this year that they put out a Sefer on Bereishis. And he writes this whole idea about feeling the Ribbono Shel Olam by yourself, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, whether you're outside Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Whether things are going well in your life, whether things aren't going well in your life. Whether you're in Yerushalayim and you're doing things are going well or things aren't going well. Be able to know the Ribbono Shel Olam is with you every step of the way. This is what he writes. I wanted to learn Reb Lezer's Torah, but I know this year we're living the Klausenberger, so start with the Klausenberger. So Reb Lezer writes in a letter to one of his Talmidim. And he writes in the name of the Chasam Sofer on page 3. If you look at the dream of Yaakov Avinu, it says, Yomer Hani Hashem Alokei Avraham Avicha Alokei Yitzchak. So he asks the question, Lama lo amar Elokei Avram v'Yitzchak? Why does it say Elokei Avram v'Elokei Yitzchak? Just say Elokei Avram v'Yitzchak. Why do you have to make Elokei Avram v'Elokei Yitzchak? It seems to be so extra. So he says, you have to look at the dream. Look at what Yaakov is dreaming about. What did he dream about? Of the angels going up and down. Right? Malachim olim v'yordim bo. So is that, with the Malachim going up and down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yaakov Avinu, you're going to have good times in your life? You're also going to have hard times enough and challenging times. But to know that I'm with you every step of the way. Muvar, Shekhavanas Hasulam Mutzav Artsav Arosha Magia Shemaima. The ladder is facing downwards, but the head was facing upwards to Shemaim. Remet Romez L'Shnei Tukuvas Bisrael. To know that Kadosh Baruch was telling Yaakov Avinu, you're going to have a time of Zman HaMikdash, Rosha Magia Shemaima. It's going to be Yerushalayim, and it's all glorification where the whole world is going to see Kadosh Baruch Hu and be inspired. There's going to be a time we're going to be in Galus where we're going to be Jews, we're going to be sacrificed, murdered, just for being Jews and just for living in Eretz Yisrael. Mutzav Arza. He says that's exactly why it says Elokei Avram Avicha, Elokei Yitzchak. Because Avram, we know famously from the Zohar, from the Ariza, Avram refers to the Midas of Chesed when everything's going well. You see Kadosh Baruch Hu's kindness in one's life. You see Kadosh Baruch Hu clearly. Lahagi Baboker Chastecha. What does Yitzchak refer to? The Midah of Yitzchak is Din, is Gevura, is things aren't going so great on the outside. That's Tekuvas Agalas. To be able to know, says Reb Lezer, you want to know why the Malachim are going up and down, why it says in Avram's dream, in Yaakov's dream it said, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak? Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yaakov, you're going to have times in your life, Avram times. Where the Malachim are going up. And it's going to be Sulam Mutzav Arza. Rosh HaMagiyah Shemaim. Rosh HaMagiyah Shemaim is everything's going well in your life. But then there are going to be times in your life the Malachim are going to be going down. What does it mean down? Mutzav Arza. It's going to be hard. That Jews are going to be slaughtered just for being Jews. But to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us the entire way. It says that's exactly what it's all about. When we are in Eretz Yisrael, we're only the light for the nations in Eretz Yisrael. But when we're in Golus, don't think that you're not serving the Ribbono Shel Olam in Golus. We're now he says that we're the ner l'chol ha'olam. Right? We're going close to the Yontif of Chanukah. We're the light for all the nations. We're the light for the whole world to be able to see what it means to be a person. What it means to be kind and caring, even in Golus. Don't think when you're in Golus that Golus is so bad. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imo Anochi Betzarei, Kadosh Baruch Hu put us there. Right? The word that I forgot who says this, but to be able to know that, I think maybe it's a Hirsch. Kadosh Baruch Hu put us in Galus, to be able to see that you could see Yishalayim also in Galus. It's very Rav Kook-esque. Because Galus is the Lashon of Geula. It has Geula already in the Galus. You can't have redemption without Galus. You can't have light without having darkness. Right? If this room was fully light, then we wouldn't be able to see these beautiful candles right here. Everything was going well in a person's life. We wouldn't be able to see their bonus shalom. The fact that we have Galus, the fact that we have troubles in our lives, the fact that we have things going on in our soul shows that's the biggest sign that we are alive. Right? Someone said this recently. How do you know when someone's dead? Chas v'shalom. When the line isn't moving, it's not going up and down.
That all the mitzvahs you do is for practice when you.
Listen, I'm not saying that Galus is l'chachila. Obviously, it's not l'chachila, but you have to understand it.
Go back to the Klosenberg. I mean, look where he finished up his life. I mean, yeah. Tanya by building the
100%.
The hospital and everything.
100%, but don't think that.
Even if he knew what he's like.
Yeah, but don't think exactly. But don't think that you can't be a yid and you can't be a yid in Boca Raton. Because if you think like that, the Satmar Rebbe said, "When you want an Amma Aretz, someone who thinks I can only be Jewish when I'm in Meisharim and I'm in when my kids aren't going crazy at the Shabbos table when everything's going well in my life." No. If you live, that's what you called an Amma Aretz, not an ignorant person. You're an ignorant person when you see like I can only be on fire when I'm with my Rebbe from Woodmere in Yerushalayim at Shal Shabbos. Kidding me? Come on, get real. It's ridiculous. There's times when you're when things are going well and you're living in Yerushalayim and the things. I'm not saying I want to be in Yerushalayim just as bad as you do. I think what he's saying here is that a Jew has to remember that whether he's in Yerushalayim or outside Yerushalayim,
you're with their bonus. Until Mashiach comes.
I'm not getting into the politics. Don't get me into the politics. I don't want to get into politics. I'm not into politics. We're not going there. We're not going to go there. But to be able to realize the Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us no matter what, in the good times and the hard times, in the Avram times or in the Yitzhak times, when the Malachim are going up or the Malachim are going down. And that's what he says over here on page 4, in just the second paragraph. And then we'll read a story from Reblazer. Zeu kavano kana pasuk sheyadua shekipa Kadosh Baruch Hu eretz tachas Yaakov. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu fit or all eretz Yisrael under Yaakov's head, what does that mean? Zeu romes the tukufas beis hamikdash. This refers to the time of the beis hamikdash. Shehu's man sheyisrael al makom avlo yotzav yemeram lechol olam. That's where we would get to stay in eretz Yisrael. We didn't have to be a light unto the nations. You didn't have to go anywhere. Ach yesh ozman. There's another time in a person's life, in a Jew's life, when he's not just in shana'ah for shana'bet. To go north and south and east and west. You have to be spread out throughout the entire world to be that or to the nations. But to know at the end of the day, to know Kadosh Baruch Hu says Reblazer, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, there's going to be a time you're going to leave your shrine. But I'm with you no matter what. I'm with you in the good times. I'm with you in the hard times. I'm with you in the Chanukah times. And I'm with you even in the dark times. Rav Stewie's not liking it. Rav Stewie's not liking it.
Kuratim of the Kema doesn't mean to spread out around the world. It means that Eretz Yisrael will spread out.
Psh. You saying good? You're taking my whole tire.
I'm stopping.
Okay. I hear you. I hear you. So there was a Maisa that I wanted to share from a blazer. More drush. Yeah, exactly. It was Uncle Moshe. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is actually everywhere. Okay. So we'll agree to disagree for now, but I still agree with you, even when we're disagreeing. Good? So a blazer, can you imagine a blazer? A blazer lived in Lakewood, he had Shiva in Lakewood. Can you imagine that he would think that years later there would be Jews in Boca Raton learning his Torah? Or even the Klosenberg River at 1950 Taka.
The Jews
in Boca Raton, exactly. Says, this is just two short stories. Blazer taught his Talmidim that learning could lift them out of any situation and give them happiness and chias. In a shmuz he once commented on the significance of the fact that Shabbos Nachmu, the week after Tisha B'Av falls out always Parshas Ve'aschana. So imagine the timing. The dejected, broken exiles came limping down into Galus, deprived of their base of Mekdash, feeling forlorn and hopeless. And then after that first Shabbos, they heard Kriyas HaTorah and they received the message of Aseres HaDibros. I'm with you. Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling them, you may feel like you've lost everything, that your lives are bereft of meaning. It's not true, because what you received on Har Sinai, the Torah is still there, still alive. Dedicate yourself to it. You will find comfort in over what you've lost. The same thing that Blazer was saying by Torah, he was saying by the Rabbanu Shem. A person feels like they're choshech to know that Rabbanu Shem's mamish there, mamish next to you. He's with you at the border in Gaza, and he's with you in Pittsburgh. He's with you in Boca when terrible things happen. He's with you everywhere. This is over here, the day of Rabbi Elazar Zilvayan. This is the last thing. Then I want to hear more from the Baal Menagin. A former Talmud of the yeshiva of Or Yisrael, shared in summer camp with, called his own Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yisachar Gelman. The student had benefited from Rabbi Elazar's warmth and attention, and he wondered if he should leave his yeshiva to attend the Levaya. His Rosh Yeshiva wondered why he wouldn't pay Rabbi Elazar this final respect, why he wouldn't come to be able to go to the Levaya for Rabbi Elazar that he knew so well. I feel so close to Rabbi Elazar, but the way I feel most connected to him, the tribute that feels the most appropriate to him, is to sit by my shtender and really just learn. Just to learn a little bit, then another. That's how I show him appreciation.
That's what Rabbi Elazar would want.
That's what Rabbi Elazar would want. He wouldn't want you to come to his Levaya. Well, he wouldn't want you to be able to go sit in Shtayg, and even in a time of Choshech, you have to go find the light. Go find the light even after a person's Tisha B'Av. Even when things are going wrong, to be able to know that at the end of the day, says the Pasuk, Anochi imach ushmaticha b'chol asher tilech. Choose wherever you're going to go, know that I'm going to be with you. In the Avram Digit times, in the Yitzchak Digit times. I think it's a tremendous message, especially before Chanukah. Yavan, we know, is choshech. Yavan, the Medrash says in Breishis, that the gullus of Yavan is to darken our eyes, to be able to, for us to forget who we come from, that our connection with the Rabbanu Shalom. And the koyach to be able to be Yavan, to be able to be choshech, darkness is light. And the light is the light of Torah, the light of Emunah, the light of being together, the light of Emunah. To know that Hashem is with us everywhere. We should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to take these messages of the Klezmer Rebbe, take the messages of Rabbi Elazar. They should both be melech tzioshah for us and Klal Yisrael. We should zochah to be together with them soon in Yerushalayim HaKodesh.
Amen. Yavan is so... The Sefer Torah could be written in Greek or Hebrew to be kosher. I mean, it's so close, but what's the difference between Tzion and Yavan?
Mm.
Tzadik.
Mm.
The connection with the Tzadik.
I have to go back to work. What are we doing next week?
Oh, it's good kasha, but the Yontif. No. Thursday. We'll talk about this.
What works for you?
Next week? Tuesday?
Shkoyach.
I thought we were
going to
be on Tuesday, so I signed up to do call on Thursdays.
I'm sorry. Shkoyach.